Today's message, like I said, is a new beginning. Tell your neighbor, a new beginning. Amen. Let us pray real quick. Dear God, just open up our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls, Lord God, to receive your word, Lord God. Put your spirit upon me, Lord God, that I may speak with eloquence and of your truth and your light, Lord Jesus, that I may speak to your people what you want them to hear, Lord God. So just open up their hearts ready to receive you, Lord God, and that we may have a great time and that we may spread your message, Lord God. So we thank you, we honor you, we praise you. Amen. So tell your neighbor, come on, tell your neighbor, a new beginning. See, I don't think they heard you. I think you got to tell them. I mean, you got to really tell them for them to know. Tell them a new beginning is coming. Amen, amen. So we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. And like I said, afterwards, we're going to have some food and everything. So, and we're going to have some rappers. I was actually thinking about rapping. You guys want to hear something? You know, I started off as when I became a Christian, I gave my gift, which was a little thank you song that I wrote for God. And that's all it was. It was just a little thank you song that I wrote. And then I asked if I can rap it during church. They said, fine. So I rapped it. And from there, everybody started liking it. And from there, God opened some doors. Now, you got to understand something. I didn't wake up. I wasn't raised saying I'm going to be a rapper someday. Okay? Nobody ever heard me rap in high school or anything like that. And so that was just my little gift that I was saying, thank you, God, for saving my life, because I almost died and he's literally saved my life. And so from there on, God opened doors and all kinds of places. And I went, done tours and everywhere to big congregations, to big concerts, to secular concerts, to, you know, all kinds of different things. But I always stood true to God, and it was just my gift that I gave to him. And so that's what that was. And so I wasn't really prepared, but I guess I'll do an acapella. I have to do this because that's how I started. So I'll do a little something. I'm an animal, straight radical, fanatical, like y'all don't know. With a dangerous flow, step back because I'm about to attack. And I do not sugarcoat it like your grandma's flatjacks. I'm going to keep on repping in the streets, and I'm going to keep on stepping to these beats. Keep a mic on my hand like a weapon, I'm a dangerous man. Yeah, you know who I am, and you know where I be. Strip posted on the corner like a Jeep, cause you know that I'm crazy. I'ma keep on preaching to the lost, and I'ma keep on counting all the costs. I stay hustling, cause I'm a real man. I keep on slanging you the truth, yeah, that's God's plan. Cause it's better than any drug you ever took, you leave you shook. Best high when you read his book. So let's go to Exodus. Probably going to need some water after that, huh? We're going to talk about Moses today, this morning. And the word Moses, what it means is to draw out, to extract. That's the meaning of Moses. Tell your neighbor, God wants to draw you out and give you a new beginning. Thank you. So let's go to Exodus 3:1. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was tending to the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire. From within a bush, Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Let's stop real quick. So Moses is tending to his sheep, and he goes up here, and he's in the wilderness, right? Probably Arizona, right? Well, no, it wasn't Arizona, but he was in the wilderness. We know about the desert. So he was in the desert attending to his sheep, and he went up there, and this burning bush, he saw this burning bush, and God called him. Now, as he went to the burning bush, God said, "Take your sandals off." He said, "Take your chanclas off, man. This is holy ground." Right? He's walking around the desert. He's got dirty chanclas on. Today would be the equivalent of dirty Nikes. But see, the place wasn't really holy. It was that God was there. That's why it was holy. Anything God touches is holy. Everywhere God goes, it has to be holy. Amen? So let's read verse 7. The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites." Man, I could do a rap about that, huh? "And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." And so God's saying, he's heard your cries. He has heard your cries. See, the people were suffering. They were enslaved. They were treated bad. They were hit. They were murdered. And God heard their suffering. And so he's beginning to tell Moses, "Get ready. I'm about to bless you so you can go back and take my people out. I've heard their sufferings. I've heard their cries." God is hearing your cries. He's hearing your suffering. Verse 11. But Moses and said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.'" See, God is saying, "I am." See, God is everything. God is all. God is above everything. And so he's saying, "I am. I am everything. I am the one who created you guys. I am the Almighty, the all ruler. I am." That is your answer. So let's read on. God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. Go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and I have seen what has been done to you in Egypt.'" Real quick, the word elders, I thought this was interesting, because the word elders in the Hebrew, it actually means bearded ones. I thought that was interesting. Bearded ones. That's what the word meant. Elders. Bearded ones. See, that's why I raised this fine beard right here. The bearded ones. No mustache. You see that? But just the beard. I thought that was interesting. But it's saying the elders, because most of the older ones, the wise men, they had the beards. So they were the elders. So let's read on. Verse 17. And I have promised to bring you up out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. Let's stop right there. So God is calling Moses. See, you got to understand something about Moses, okay? Moses, he was a sinner. He was a murderer. He was an Egyptian at one point. He was actually an Israelite. But if you read the message from before, right, they put him in a basket. The Egyptians found him and they raised him, right? And so one day when the Egyptians were beating up this Israelite, he went over there and saved them and killed the Egyptian. And because of that, he ran to the desert because they were going to kill him. So you got to understand something about Moses. Moses wasn't perfect at all. He had many flaws. And as God is calling him, he's saying, God, I'm no good. Can you pick somebody else? I can't talk that good. I'm not good looking. I don't know. And so God was calling him. See, through many circumstances, situations, even mistakes, flaws, fears, and weaknesses, God began to draw Moses to be the leader that he really was. Tell your neighbor, yeah, he's talking about you. He's talking about you. I'm talking about you. See, God can take a nobody and turn him into a somebody. Only God can do that. See, he took a no good thug like me running out in the streets, stealing cars, fighting, you know, all this mess. And he turned him into something. I can tell you right now, I'm not a sinner. I mean, I am a sinner. I'm not a perfect person. Don't ever think that I'm perfect and I'm without flaws, because I'm going to fail you there. And if you look at our websites, we actually put on there, please, no perfect people allowed. We can't handle perfect people. I don't know of anybody that's perfect, but some people think that they're perfect. And so we don't want to be too religious. I'm not perfect. But he can take a nobody and turn them into a somebody. And that's what he was calling out Moses. Now understand, when God calls you, he will equip you. He will send you everything. So if you read on, Moses was saying, well, I don't have nothing. What is this? And God tells him, what is your staff? And he grabs his staff and then, you know. And then and Moses says, well, I'm not an eloquent speaker. I'm not very good at that. And so Moses began to make a bunch of excuses why he couldn't do this. Because he wasn't perfect. He felt that he wasn't good enough to do God's work. And so God equipped him with somebody to speak for him. And so God will equip you when he calls you to do something. See, when God created you, he gave you many gifts, talents. He gave you certain things that are within you. But until you really connect with God, they cannot come out. Because God put him in there. God, the creator, the above all, he put these certain gifts, talents within you. And he is the one that brings them out. It's pretty fascinating. In my last album, I put some hidden messages in there. Okay, on the cover and on the back cover. I put some hidden messages on there. And most people can't pick them up. Because I put them in there, I know exactly where they're at. They're in there. They're on there. I figured, you know what? If the world could do it, if secular rappers could do it, they're always giving us these subliminal messages. Why can't we? And so I put little subliminal message. Jesus loves you. Jesus is the Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. In the front cover and in the back cover. They're in there. Within the sound waves. But a lot of people can't see them. You probably would have to get a magnifying glass or something to be able to see them. But I can see them because I put them in there. The same thing goes with God. He can see what's in you because he put it in there. He put it in you. But you got to get connected. He's like your power source. These speakers wouldn't work if there was no connection into them. If there was no power going into them. It's the same thing with your gifts. So God will always fully equip you with everything you need to be successful. But we must be obedient to his word. We must follow his instructions. I was thinking about an instruction, right? How many of you guys do this, right? You buy something from Walmart or something and you have to assemble it, right? I'm a man, okay? I don't read the instructions. I toss them away and I was like, I can figure this out. Right? Is it just me? Come on. Anybody? So, I know that brother does, because we bought this weight set a long time ago, me and that brother over there, Jesse, and we bought this weight set, and we put it all together, and none of us read the instructions, and we put it all together, and at the end, it came out good. We had some extra pieces, though. I mean, it worked fine, but it was a little crooked. And sometimes what I would do, weights, it was one of those sit ones, you know, and you push them like that, or you got the curling and everything, the overheads. And sometimes the little string would be crooked, you know, and it would fall off, and I would have to put it back on. It got the job done, but we had those extra pieces, so we didn't follow the instructions. We just thought we could do it. See, God gives you the instructions, and they're right here for life, right here in this book. Now, we sometimes think that we could just do it without it, and we're just fine. And we fail and fail and fail and time again. See, God doesn't want you to fail. He's rooting for you. Understand that. He's rooting for you. But we must get connected with him. Until you get connected with him, you will never know exactly what your destiny is, what you're here for this earth, what your gifts are. You'll be passing through by just by life. But when you begin to read the instructions that God has left for you, you will find your destiny. You will overachieve and succeed. See, I got kicked out of band because I didn't like to follow instructions. Who gets kicked out of band? I got kicked out of band. Because whenever they would play the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, I thought that was boring. And so I would be in the background. Right? And the band teacher would get so mad at me. And I would quiet down and then he'd start again, and I'd just get in there a little bit, and then again, I would. So I got kicked out of band. I had to go back to gym, back to PE. I didn't like to follow instructions. So God used Moses. He went back. He went back for his people, and God used him. And what happens? He takes Moses and he tells him to bring his people out. Now Pharaoh, the king, the Egyptian Pharaoh, he didn't want to leave. He didn't want to let go of his people. But God had heard their cries. And so God began to make all kinds of wonders and signs and all kinds of plagues and insects come through and all kinds of mess, flies. And so, finally, Pharaoh let them go. And as they were going, Pharaoh changed his mind. And he sent all the Egyptians, the horsemen and everything, to go get them. And so while they were by the Red Sea, they looked back and they saw that all these Egyptians were coming towards them. And they began to yell to Moses, "What have you done? Did you bring us out into the wilderness to be killed out here? Were there no graves enough over there? So you brought us out here?" But God had a plan. And he told Moses to take his staff, and he put his staff down, and he opened the Red Sea, right? You guys know the story. They go through the Red Sea, and then while the Egyptians were trying to get to them, Moses put his staff down, and he closed the Red Sea on them. It drowned them all out. And so God delivered his people. God delivered his people. Why? Because he heard their cries. He heard their people calling out to God, "I need a savior. I need you, Lord." And so he hears your cries. See, I am no more but a servant. But when you serve the Almighty God, the I am, the creator of everything, nothing is impossible. Amen. When you get connected to God, when you serve God, nothing is impossible. You will serve the I am. He is the everything, the Omega, the Alpha. He is ruler of everything, King of kings, Lord of lords. And so a simple man like you, a simple person like me, can do great things when connected with God. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. So God wanted to deliver his people, and he used other people, imperfect people. I believe that this church is going to reach a lot of people around here. Why? Because we're not perfect. But just as you begin to get a willing heart to do God's work and to do whatever he would have him to do, whether it's blessing a bum with a dollar, somebody homeless, or blessing somebody with a meal or something, you are doing God's work. Amen? The little things. Now, what am I saying? This is a new beginning. I thank you guys for coming here and listening to God's word. Today is the first Sunday of this year. It's a new beginning. I believe God wants to bless you. I believe God wants to equip you. I believe God wants to take you further than you could ever imagine to do great things. Whether it's in your job, whether it's in a ministry, whether it's in the street, whatever it is. But God will equip you. Well, you can say, "I don't know the Bible. I don't know all these things." Don't matter. God will equip you. "Well, I'm not very educated. I don't know how to make that much money." Don't matter. God will equip you. See, I didn't have much money. I didn't have anything. And God equipped me. I had a hunger for God and a willingness to do whatever he would have me to do. And within that, I began to learn stuff about TVs. I began to learn how to produce albums. I began to learn how to put them all around the world and everything, just because I had a hunger. I've also produced and edited other artists' music videos, Christian music videos. I only do Christian, so. Other people have asked me, and it's like, "It's not Christian, I can't do it." Because this gift, God gave it to me, and so that's what I'm using it for. Now, I understand there's more money in the other way, but it's all good. Because whenever I go to heaven, see, money doesn't appeal to me. What appeals to me is that I do God's work, and whenever I get to heaven, he will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And then I can look back at my life and say, "No regrets. No matter how hard it was, no matter how difficult it was, I tried it, I did it, and I succeeded because I plugged into God." So I believe God wants to do that. I believe God wants to bless you in all aspects of life. Now, some churches don't believe that, oh, you know, all the church members should be poor. Why? So we can't help anybody else? I believe there's some people that God will bless with money. The ones that are responsible enough to handle it so they can give, so they can help. Not to others, he's got gifts within you that you can help and that you can do. But he always provides. Amen? So some of you guys have been suffering. Some of you guys have been crying out to God. And God says, I hear your cries. This is a new beginning. I have plans for your life this year. And I have greater plans that you could even imagine. You can't even imagine them. I will equip you. Just like Moses. Amen? Tell your neighbor, God is getting ready to raise some mighty disciples. See, that's why we call this Disciples Worship Center. I didn't want to just have another church. I said, God, he called me out here. I said, God, there's a bunch of churches out there. There's plenty of them. He said, I don't want another church. I want some people that will plug in to him. A real, true relationship with God. Just like his disciples, they plugged in. They were not perfect at all. They were by means far from perfection. Understand that the churches around them did not like Jesus. They hated Jesus. They hated his disciples. Because while everybody else was doing the traditional thing, Jesus and his disciples were doing the non-traditional thing. He came to make all things new. So God wants to raise some people that are plugged into him with a true relationship with him. Disciples. Now you don't have to all preach, but you guys got gifts. You guys got gifts. Amen? See, Moses had an encounter with God and was afraid. It said that he was afraid, right? Why was he afraid? He wasn't afraid just a minute ago when he went towards the bush. Once he knew it was God, he was afraid. Why? Because he was a sinner. When we stand before God and we're sinning, we're sinners that we're afraid. Kind of like Adam and Eve, right? They hid from God because they were afraid of their sinful nature. But understand this, that God can forgive us. Not only can God forgive us, but he can deliver you and bless you and equip you. He can give you a new beginning. That's how much he loves you. Now, God doesn't hate sinners. He hates the sinful nature. He loves us. He loves his children. But just like a father, if my kids are doing bad, I don't hate my children. I just don't like what they're doing that's bad. I love my children. I want the best for my children. I want them to succeed. And that's the same with us. Amen? Hey, Paul, can you play something? Just a little something. We're about to close. See, God wants to give you a new beginning this year. Now, let me tell you something. Some of you might have made some New Year's resolutions. You know, at this year, a lot of people actually get more gym memberships. This time right now, this week. If you go to a gym right now, there's everybody and their grandma and their mamas and uncles and sisters, cousins, and friends, everybody's in at the gym right now this week. It's just statistics. Okay. A lot of them will fail by the end of this week. A lot of them will fail by the end of this month. And they will still have to pay the gym membership and never go to it. See, We can make all these plans. We can make all these resolutions. At times we will fail. But when you get plugged into God, you cannot fail. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Yeah, you're going to have to go through the wilderness. You might have to go through the desert. But you will not fail because God said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I am with you. Get plugged into Him. Grab His hand and say, God, I serve you. Here I am, Lord. God doesn't want perfect people. He wants willingness to serve Him. He wants a person that says, here I am, God. And He can take a person that's willing and turn them into something great. He can take a nobody like me and turn them into something good. So God is calling you today. He doesn't want you another religion. He doesn't want you to go through the same religions. A lot of people are hurting because of religion. They're hurting. Religion will always fail you. They will stop you. They'll put too much pressure on you being perfect. And guess what? We can't be perfect. Jesus didn't pick the perfect people. He picked the unperfect, the most unperfect people to be His disciples. And He built a relationship with them. And He made them great. While all the other churches were playing church in their building and in their congregation, He picked the nobodies. I don't ever want this to be a church. I don't ever want this to be a religion. I want this to be a relationship, a true relationship with your Father, with your Creator, the one who loves you and has a better meaning and purpose for your life. Amen. But it's your choice. You must cry out to Him. Jesus. Everybody stand up real quick. See, Jesus died on the cross for you. He took all the sins of this world and He got the beating, He got the punishment. He went through all that for you. He gave His life for you. While we didn't deserve it, He gave His life for me. Even when I was doing wrong, He was calling me. He was trying to give me a new beginning. And a lot of times people will ask me, when are you coming to church? Never. I'm never going to church. But He was still faithful, calling me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. But it was my choice. I had to say, God, here I am. Forgive me of my sins. Save me, Lord. And He did just that. And He put gifts in me. And He created me and He built me up. He gave me a new beginning. Everybody bow your heads. Eyes closed. And I'm going to ask you. He's calling out to you. But it's your choice. For those of you that have never met Him, that have never had a true relationship with Him, He's calling out to you right now. He wants to give you a new beginning. He wants to make you new. But it's your choice. Died for your sins. He loved you that much that He would go through all that suffering, all that hurt and pain and agony. He didn't have to, but He did it for you. He loved you that much. So right now I'm asking you a simple question. Maybe some of you guys been doing church, or maybe you've been hurt by churches and maybe you've been running away from God. And some of you, this is the time to come back. This is the time. God has a plan for you. So I'm going to ask you right now, do you accept accept Him as Jesus, Lord and Christ of your life? Do you want to do that right now with everybody's heads bowed down? Put your hands up right now. If that's you, if you want to accept Him, put your hands up right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Amen. You know what? I'm going to ask everybody to come up to the front here. Can you sing one song? Come on. Everybody, come up here. We're going to stand with each other like a family in Christ. And just come up. Face this way. Just line up. And we're going to praise Him. And I'm going to pray. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Begin to praise Him. Begin to talk to Him right now. Forget about your neighbor right now, and it's just you and Him right now. He wants a minute of your time for Him. You might have worries and troubles outside of this church, but right now it's between you and God. He hears your cries. He heard your suffering. He knows your pain. He wants to make everything a new beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Cry out to Him right now. Yes, God. Yes, God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain for our sins. Lord God, we thank You, we honor You, we praise You right now. Come into this place. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Begin to build Your works within us, Lord God. Our imperfections, Lord God. Yes, God, we say yes to Your will. We say yes to Your word. Yes, God. Believe that He wants to bless you this year. Are you ready for His blessings? Are you ready to receive Him? Lord God, we are sinners, Lord God, crying out to You, Lord God, to forgive us from our sins, Lord God, to make us perfect, Lord God, to make us perfect in You, Lord God. We are imperfect, Lord God, but You can take our nobodies and turn them into somebodies, Lord God. You can take our flaws, Lord God, and turn them into something great. Yes, God. Yes, God. We say yes to You, Lord God. We want more of You, Lord God. We want a relationship with You, Lord God. We want to be real with You and not play church, Lord God, but just a true relationship with You. Yes, God. Jesus, Jesus. He is making all things new.